today on my third and final official AGA as chairman of the board of directors for PSP Investments. As you will hear shortly, PSP Investments had a very impressive year in 2017. I would like to thank my fellow board members for their strategic counsel, constructive attitude, and unwavering dedication. The board completed several key projects which were essential in supporting management towards its fantastic results and our Vision 2021 five-year strategic plan. The Human Resources and Compensation Committee, led by Diane Bean, undertook a special compensation plan review, which included performance benchmarks, threshold levels, and value-added objectives. The Governance Committee, led by Garnet Garvin, conducted an extensive review of board member remuneration and succession planning. Our Investment Committee, led by Tim Hodgson, oversaw the creation of the new total fund portfolios. And our Audit Committee, led by Bill McKinnon, was instrumental in overseeing the adequacy and effectiveness of the organization's internal controls as PSP Investments continues to undergo a period of tremendous growth. I would like to express my sincere thanks to the External Nominating Committee, mandated by the Government of Canada to identify and recommend qualified candidates to serve on our board. As such, their work is essential in facilitating the board's succession planning. The Board of Directors plays an essential role in PSP investment success. It is responsible for providing strong oversight and guidance to ensure the organization successfully manages growth and continues to serve our mission and meet our long-term mandate. Maintaining a full contingent of high-caliber board members is especially important for PSP Investments today in a global environment that is increasingly political and economically challenging and complex. The PSP I joined in 2006 is not the PSP of today. When I joined, we had consolidated net assets of $35 billion and a total portfolio return of 11.3%. We had just taken on a new responsibility for investing the assets of a fourth plan, the Reserve Force Pension Plan, and we had a grand total of 182 employees. Fast forward to 2015 when I became board chair. We had $112 billion in net assets and a total portfolio return of 14.5%. We had established 23 new partnerships, became a signatory of the United Nations-sponsored Principles for Responsible Investment, and had just recruited a talented president and CEO, Andre Bourbonnais, who will take the microphone in a few minutes. And now, in November 2017, I'm pleased to report that we have $139.2 billion in net assets and are nearly halfway to Vision 2021. And I could not be prouder of the work of this organization, its nearly 800 employees, its leadership team, and its president and CEO, Andre. I consider myself extremely fortunate to have been chair throughout this momentous period in PSP's history, and I thank you all for the trust you have placed in me since I joined the PSP Investment Board over a decade ago. Andre, over to you.
Mike, merci, thank you. I'd say it's bittersweet, but there's nothing sweet about this. You will be missed. Je sais que je parle au nom de tous nos employés.
I know that I'm speaking on behalf of all of our employees when I tell you just how much we appreciate your passion for governance and your devotion to PSP. It's a pleasure for me to announce that our employees have worked very, very hard to get very good results in 2017.
Exciting year for PSP Investment and an important moment in our history. In fiscal year 2017, our active management strategy delivers significant value. Our return of 12.8% exceeded the policy benchmark return of 11.9%, which translated into $1.1 billion of value add. Our five-year return was 10.6% versus 9.4% for the policy portfolio, and our 10-year return was 6% versus 5.6% for the reference portfolio. This illustrates the benefit of our active management strategy over a long period of time. And by fiscal 2017 year-end, we manage assets of $135.6 billion in net assets, an increase of 16.1% over the previous year. Sur la diapositive, vous pouvez voir quelques exemples de transactions.
On this slide, you can see some examples of key transactions, including Vantage Data Centers and Team Centers. These transactions would not have been possible without a collaborative approach, one PSP, which is now in place. In terms of the business strategy, during fiscal 2017, we have succeeded in reaching all our goals and setting out a transformational foundations. We've also developed a solid momentum organizationally speaking, and we intend to scale up this momentum in 2018. I'd now like to present the results of fiscal 2017. It'll be followed by our results from the first quarter 2018 and our board has just approved. We're very, very pleased to be able to share them with you today, and they will be published publicly tomorrow.
We're halfway through Vision 2021. I'm especially proud of how we work together to advance the five-year strategic axis of our five-year plan to achieve the desired end state. The five axes of that plan are to cultivate one PSP, improve the brand locally and internationally, to increase our global footprint, to create scalable and efficient investment strategy axes and operational activities, and to develop our talent. I will now discuss our financial results for fiscal year 2017. For the year ending March 31st, 2017, our portfolio returned 12.8% net of all costs compared to a benchmark of 11.9%. We delivered a net return of 10.6% on a five-year basis, exceeding our policy benchmark. And we exceeded our long-term return objective by delivering a net return of 6% on a 10-year basis. Over a 10-year period, we generated $57.5 billion of net investment income. À la fin de l'exercice, nous avons cumulé.
At the end of the fiscal, we had generated net managed assets of $135.6 billion, and we forecast reaching $200 billion by 2025. Assets increased by $18.8 billion over fiscal. Our results reflect the robustness of world markets and the solid performance of public markets, private debt securities, as well as real estate investments, infrastructure and resources as well. I'd like to point out that our portfolio was partially hedged during fiscal 2017. The impact of foreign exchange led to a gain of $1.7 billion as well.
I will examine our fiscal year from an asset class perspective. Public market delivered a 16% one-year return against a benchmark of 14.9%. Real estate delivered 10.8% over 1 year against a benchmark of 6.2%. Private equity delivered a negative 3.4% against a benchmark of 9.3%. Infrastructure had a return of 14.4% against a benchmark of 5.2%. Natural resources delivered 19.5% return against a benchmark of 5.3%. Finally, the private debt group delivered 27.5% 1 year of return against a benchmark of 12.4%. As you can see, a very impressive year. After 2 quarters, PSP recorded a positive net performance of 1.04% against a benchmark of 1.11%. Net assets of $139.2 billion increased by $3.6 billion over the fiscal year 2017 year-end due to a planned contribution of $1.8 billion and performance income of $1.7 billion, net of foreign exchange's loss of $5 billion. Here you can see our total excess return for the first 6 months. As you can see, natural resources led the way at 5.49%, followed by private debt, infrastructure, public equity, and fixed income. These results helped to offset our result in the remaining asset classes, which were hampered by several challenges. Now, a quick note on our strategy going forward. It is true that as pension fund investment managers, our obligations are long-term by nature. But having a long-term horizon does not mean that we need to or ought to give up on flexibility. We must remain opportunistic and alert in order to capitalize on market cycles. This sometimes entails selling assets before they've reached their full maturity or investing in assets that do not fall within our traditional groups. Likewise, agility, our ability to respond quickly to seize more complex global transactions, will be ever more crucial going forward as competition intensifies and the geopolitical landscape continues to shift. And with that, I thank you for your presence here today. Et passons maintenant à la période de questions.
I move on to question period.
Hearing no questions, this ends the formal part of our meeting. Thank you very much.
Good job. Oh.